This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Time for our usual weekly review of what's in the News Talk Radio world. This is news for you. It's the overview of the charts from Talkers for the week of January 13th to the 17th. I'm Doug Steffen, along with my colleagues Jennifer Horn from the DJV program. She's on with me every morning, and she's also on The Answer, KRLA in Los Angeles, every morning from 6 until 9. Rich McFadden is here. He's the operations director and responsible for a lot of the mayhem that you hear on the radio at Radio America. Rick Jensen does his own mayhem in the midday at WDEL in Wilmington, Delaware. And then there's the lovely Victoria Jones and her cat at the D.C. Radio Company in Washington. I hope that we have the cat somehow corralled in the basement or somewhere so that we can, before we went on the air, all we could hear was that cat. Meow. Let's go through the stories, because I actually do want to go. Just let me go through the list, and I want to spend the first part of the program, as Jennifer is only with us for a few minutes. The impeachment, certainly, and no surprise, is number one. But at number 10, we're back to talking about sports items, because that Major League Baseball cheating scandal is at number 10. Certainly deserves a lot of attention, and we'll give it its due in a moment or two. It is huge. The Brexit, or Megxit, I don't know, this is, hello. Be happy you're not living in Europe at the moment, I think. We'll check in with Victoria on that one. She's usually closest to the info on that. Number 9. Number 8, the overall discussion of homelessness. It's about time. It is about time this became a national discussion. Jennifer and I, and our experiences in Los Angeles, you live in a more residential area. An area that's sort of out a little bit. But I'm living in a very well-to-do neighborhood on the Venice-Santa Monica line, and the homeless walking down, there's no traffic in the street, nothing, except these guys going down the street with
like
their I've only been in this place for a month, and I'm sick of it already. Imagine living here all the time.
It's a zombie apocalypse in Santa Monica.
Yeah.
What's
and
really
the people
sad
in Los Angeles, the guys running this city, they are so damn clueless, Rich. It is amazing how these people think.
They need to triage.
I'm really interested in talking about this, but finish your list. Let's not get to
They need to triage the problem like they would after any disaster. Instead, they just bring in trailers and they say, okay, now you're fixed. Most of these people are drug addicts or mentally ill or both.
Number 7, the focus on immigration reform and how much of the wall has been built. I want to go back to this because I don't think people have been thinking much about the wall. Meanwhile, the wall's being built. Number 6, the weather, fires in Australia, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Number 5, what's going on in Russia with Bad Vlad. Number 4, our relationship with China and the trade deal that was signed this week. Situation in Iran is number 3 in our relationship with them. Presidential race number 2, with a lot of focus on Michael Bloomberg this week. And number 1, the impeachment. So, Jennifer, let's start there. You're very close to this. I'm sure all of you have been talking about it, but Jennifer and I talk about it every day, and she's really up on it, so where do we go?
Well, we go to an impeachment trial, which is already underway as we speak, but will get underway in real content on Tuesday at 1 p.m. Eastern time. So the Chief Justice John Roberts has been sworn in. The senators were sworn in. They had to sign an oath book, basically, to be fair jurors. The hardest part of all this is that the senators are not going to get to speak. There are very stern rules that are going to be hanging over this trial. The senators are not allowed to speak to themselves, to aides, to each other, out loud.
They can't talk to themselves?
No, you can't say anything during the trial. They can maybe they can talk to themselves after. They also can't share. They can't talk a lot about what they're going to be doing with the news media. There's really strict rules about that. So this hurts a couple of presidential campaigns. It hurts Michael Bennett, who we might forget is still running. It hurts Amy Klobuchar, Mitch McConnell, and Elizabeth Warren. Who I'm sorry, not Mitch McConnell.
Is
Bernie
McConnell
Sanders.
Right now,
how did I switch those two out?
Wow.
That was Freudian. Jeez. So all four of those are trying to run a presidential campaign, with Iowa just less than you know, 20 days away now, you've got these people who are trying to get out there to the public, and they're really tied to this trial, and they can't comment. They can comment about it broadly, but not specifically. So this, it'll be interesting to see what the impact is on the presidential race and who gets the stink of impeachment attached to them as voters go to vote at the Iowa caucus on in February.
Yeah. So you've got that, and then there are those who are running ads, this group of Republicans that want to have people testify. They're actually so upset about it that they've used one of their fundraising efforts to come up with $1 million to buy advertising on Fox and Friends, and I think on one of the other shows that who's the guy on the Fox Money?
Lou Dobbs.
Lou Dobbs, right. So that's apparently the president watches both those shows a lot. So that, but there are rifts in the Republican Party that I don't think a lot of people are talking about. Do you sense that they are, Jennifer?
I think the Republican Party is pretty solidly behind President Trump. For the senators, however, there are some that are often the ones that you want to look at. Lisa Murkowski, Susan Collins, Mitt Romney might be on the list of those senators to see how they vote on witnesses. I think that's far more important than is it the conversation that to actually have him removed from office. I don't believe that's going to happen. You'd have to have 67 out of 100 vote to have Trump removed. And I just don't think you're ever going to get there unless some huge bombshell comes out.
Nah.
But Susan Collins has indicated she'd like to see witnesses called. And so that could be significant. Again, in what capacity? Are they going to be all Democrat witnesses? Are they going to be witnesses that would bolster President Trump's claims? That's going to play out as the trial gets underway next week.
So the news media is pretty much banned from all this, right?
Well, they can report on it, and they can watch.
Report
it's
how?
There's going to be an audience.
They can't watch everything. No, they can't, actually, and they can't watch everything, and neither can we, because they can turn off the one camera whenever
the
it
monitors.
Suits them. And the reporters are penned in like animals. I've been a Senate correspondent. No, excuse me, Doug, before you start that, and taking this sort of this chorus thing how
you know
sad
why
that
I've done
is.
It? Because I'm sick of these people telling me how to think. I'm sick of it.
No,
so that's why.
Not
I don't feel
it.
Bad
that's
about
not,
them at all.
That's not... Let me say why it's not about that, if I may, just for a second.
Yeah.
Why it's not about that. And what it's like being a Senate correspondent and why this is the best beat in Washington, D.C. for the American public.
And you had the beat for 10 years or so, didn't you? You're on that beat?
No, I wasn't a Senate correspondent for very long. You have a tremendous freedom, which the senators agree with and like, to go around the Senate. You can go down into the Senate subway. You can walk with the senators. You can't necessarily go into the elevators with them. It depends. But you can walk with the senators. You can talk with the senators. You can walk with the animals. You can ask questions. Now, what they have done by penning them in is that they have ensured that, and they've put in all kinds of restrictions on how you can get into the Senate chamber, which are not normally there, which are kind of ridiculous, very ridiculous. What they've done, they've ensured that suppose you are a listener to this show from any state, you may not get to hear a comment from your senator unless that senator chooses to go across to a reporter. Normally, reporters would be able to go up to senators and ask them questions. So this is self-selected now. Unless your senator feels like saying, oh, this is what I think, you're not going to hear. Now, that's not the way reporting works in this country. That's not the way the free press works in this country or in the Senate, but they have penned them in to restrict them.
How was it different with Clinton? Were you around for that one?
They weren't in pens. I wasn't around for that one. They weren't in pens.
Well, I'm happy to have your explanation because I don't think many people have the expertise or knowledge that you do when it comes to how this is set up. So I made my comment. Rich, you got anything to say about how this is all working here in Washington as well at Radio America? All eyes are on this.
You know what I see? I'm just watching the coverage of it every day, and it's just so fake. It's so transparent from all sides. It doesn't matter. And the whole thing just comes across, no matter what's really happening, you can't get real facts. And, you know, so that's why I love listening to this. That's why I love coming and listening to Rick and Victoria and Jennifer just kind of throw out the perspectives of this is what's really happening, because I get a better sense of the whole sham that's going on and then what's really
very
real.
Self-serving.
Because it's very hard to tell what's real anymore. Yeah.
To Victoria's point, and look, I'm, you know, my major was journalism. I support a free press. It's unfortunate to me that I've lost trust in the media, because the news media, I don't think that they've done much to earn our faith over the last 10 years. But I'm not worried about some news being repressed from this trial, because every senator likes to be a television star. The fact that they can't talk, they're going to be dying to run to that pen of the news media to try to spin stories the way that they want to spin them. So, I understand you can't walk with them, you can't press them. I get all that. I still think that you're going to get fed the story that you want to get fed by the media working in tandem with a lot of these senators who are trying to craft narratives out of this for their own political advantage.
Yep.
You know, it's a great point, if I may. They report it more like a soap opera than actually anything substantive. For example, what was a big story on Thursday of this past week? A big story was Elizabeth Warren saying, "You lied to me on national TV."
Yeah. Right.
Whereas the more... Yeah, but the more substantive story should have been, hey, this Medicare for All will cost 1.8 million jobs, people who are clerks and
administrators. Yeah, but we don't care about that stuff anymore.
In insurance. Exactly, but that's the real, that's how all this stuff really affects people, but this doesn't affect people.
What did we talk about last week? I think last week the thing that just shocked me so much, because I really do make it, and I know we all do, make it our jobs to try to figure out what the heck is going on, not just here but around the globe. The fact that we didn't know about the Green Zone, about Iran's occupation of Iraq, about the fact that Iraq is really becoming a client state because the news media is so focused on what Kellyanne Conway is saying or what she wore or what Melania did and are they still together and are they holding hands. We don't actually know about the big picture.
Oh, what Jillian Michael said about Lizzo.
Right.
I mean, what do other people in other countries who get real news think of us when we are sitting here following all of this stuff?
You know, I've said this, Richie.
Prince Harry is a bigger story than what's going on in Iraq.
Right.
Well, one of the reasons why they I don't want to say no more than us, but they have a different perspective from us, is I think because print media is still bigger in those countries. Hmm. And people read the news.
It is a good point, and that's very true. I find out when I travel, I've been fortunate enough to travel all around the world, and I find that whenever I travel outside the country, I learn more about what's going on in the country than I am learning when I'm here. And I do this for a living. That's pretty amazing stuff. Thanks, Jennifer. The Talk Radio Review, now with a focus on how your weight loss program is going. Holidays really, you know, they say the holidays are over, time to get on. No, the holidays aren't really over. Do they ever stop? Actually, I don't know that Martin Luther King Day, it is a holiday, but whether it's not celebratory, but it's one of those thought-provoking days. But Valentine's Day is, believe it or not, right around the corner, a couple of weeks away. And the Super Bowl parties that will, I think, go hand in hand with that. What is that? The second Sunday of February is the Super Bowl, if I'm not mistaken. So you got all these parties. You eat and eat and eat and eat and eat. And you're not getting enough exercise because the weather's lousy. You're not going outside doing your usual routine. So let's get you on a different routine. Good, Doug. Routine. Go to Calitrin.com, please, ladies and gentlemen, and read why it is this is the healthiest weight loss program in the country. Easy to do. Main ingredients, aloe vera and collagen. And boy, will you see some results. And then if you stay on the program for 4 months plus, you'll lose the weight and keep it off. That's what you want to do. Go to Calitrin.com and get discounts on every bottle using the DJV code. Plus, with that $10 off the bottle, a free bottle if you buy more than three. Weight loss personified. Calitrin.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full-body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Back in the fold again on the Talk Radio Countdown, the Talk Radio Review. Rich McFadden, Victoria Jones, Rick Jensen is here. Rick, we heard the least from you in the last segment, so let me start with you on the presidential race. Joe Biden from your state of Delaware is number one. I thought it was very interesting. I was listening to Ben Shapiro this week on his syndicated program talk about, for 14 minutes, I timed it, about Michael Bloomberg. If you don't think these guys in the Republican Party, the Republican hierarchy, the Republican the Trump sycophants or whatever they call them aren't worried about Bloomberg, listening to Ben Shapiro talk about Michael Bloomberg for 14 minutes better give you a clue. And I think
the concept there is, you know, whether there's a negotiated convention and Bloomberg comes out as the nominee. But it was interesting to me to watch the folks at CNN and MSNBC complaining that no one on that stage looked like they were somebody who could actually beat Trump. And they were very concerned and went actually quiet for a while on some of these shows. And Joe Biden, Delaware, there are people here that love him, always will love him. There are Republicans that have voted and would vote for Joe. But Joe... Right. Someone's got to say this, and I'm the one to say it. He looked tired. He looked exhausted. Yeah. The only time he had any energy was when he made his final statement. And if you're going to go up against Trump, you're going to have more energy. My opinion is Elizabeth Warren won that day.
Oh, my God, please. Jeez, what a horror show.
Well, she did.
I don't know how she won it when she... Bernie's up there pointing his finger around, and then afterwards, I thought one of the most interesting moments was when Tom Steyer was going to go over and try to have some small talk with him and realized he walked in the middle of a real argument and headed out, I'm done, see you later.
And it's so funny because, well, that plays well for Bernie because, you know, Bernie is the candidate for the common man. Here comes the billionaire saying, I just want to talk to you, and Bernie says, whatever, and walks away from the billionaire, Tom Steyer. It was rather amusing.
Yeah. All right, anybody
Bernie's
get anything else out of the debate?
Bernie's got a shot. If they cheat Bernie out of this again... You will see 25% of Bernie supporters vote for Trump.
Yep.
Wow.
Why?
Really?
Because he is anti-establishment. Trump is anti-establishment. And so 25% of his supporters will just go, I'm not going with establishment Joe. I'm going to go anti-establishment. They're going to go over to Trump.
You're all going to mark my words.
Vote,
you're
or they won't
surprised.
Vote at all, which is
or they won't
vote
yeah.
at all, which is the same.
Yeah.
What I thought was so interesting, and once again, yet another massive mistake by the Democrats, who just are, you know, as in disarray as Labour in Britain. Why are they not talking about the Supreme Court?
In what regard? You mean as the
Because the Supreme Court is the most important issue. The Republicans talk about the Supreme Court and courts all the time.
Yeah.
Who's being appointed?
And the Democrats is like,
you know, you are right.
Courts,
you are so
nothing.
Right. Yeah, you know, Trump is one of the reasons I vote for Trump. I will vote for Trump again is because of what he's done in the district courts across this country. He's installed over hundreds of judges, I think, and the Supreme Court. And so forget all the shenanigans of Trump. To me, the court system was getting out of control, overruling the citizens' laws that they vote for in their districts. And so somebody, you know, Oregon would decide they want this, and they make a law, and then some court overrules.
You know what a perfect example of that is?
And Trump is reversing all of that garbage.
Number 8 is homelessness on the overview. This is the first time this has ever showed up on the countdown. And those judges that you're talking about are responsible for part of the mayhem that is the homelessness problem, not only here in Los Angeles County, but up and down the West Coast, some of the big cities on the East Coast. But it's no more apparent than it is here in Los Angeles. It is out of everywhere. It doesn't make a difference whether you live in an upscale neighborhood or you live off of the one of the interstates. It is just, I've never seen anything like it. And it's changed so much in the last year even. These people are all over the place. 28 past the hour.
Imagine waking up tomorrow and being 20 pounds lighter. What would that do for you? How much better would you feel? Now, we all know that overnight weight loss is not realistic or safe, but if you're taking Calitrin, it can be that easy. Take Calitrin once a day and you can lose weight and feel better. Just listen to what people are saying about it.
Hi, this is Brenda from Ohio. Calitrin has worked miracles for me. I lost 50 pounds.
Hi, I'm Alice. Been on Calitrin now for a little while and lost 40 pounds. Went to a size 42 and never felt better in my life.
Hello, my name is Joyce and I am from Texas. I've used Calitrin for a while and I've lost 61 pounds. I've gone from a size 24 to size 16. It makes my sister-in-law's jealous. It really works.
When you give Calitrin 90 days to work, it has a huge 86% success rate. If you want weight loss with real lasting results, visit TopLoss.com for more information or call 833-TOP-LOSS. That's 833-TOP-LOSS or TopLoss.com.
If you're worried about your cholesterol, hear how others are taking charge with Garlic.
My doctor said my cholesterol was borderline, but I've been taking Garlic, and it works.
I've been taking Garlic for years.
My pharmacist recommended Garlic. He said there's an ingredient in garlic that helps maintain healthy cholesterol.
I take Garlic every day. No garlic breath.
Lots of people like you are choosing Garlic to help maintain a healthy cholesterol. Garlic, it's cholesterol's natural enemy. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
The most dangerous day for a newborn is her first day of life. Every 31 seconds, an infant dies from infections, pneumonia, malnutrition. But she doesn't have to die. For more than 60 years, Project Hope has been saving lives around the world, delivering medicines and supplies, giving newborns a healthy start, making sure her first day of life is not her last, because everyone deserves hope. To volunteer or learn more about Project Hope,
thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The clerk will call the names in groups of four. The senators will present themselves at the desk to sign the oath book.
That's U.S. Supreme Court Chief Justice John Roberts as the impeachment of President Trump reaches the Senate. House impeachment managers went to the upper chamber yesterday. House Intelligence Committee Chairman Adam Schiff read two articles of impeachment aloud. A Senate trial will determine whether Trump is removed from office, and that's going to begin in earnest on Tuesday. Meanwhile, President Trump said of the entire process yesterday,
"Well, I think it should go very quickly. It's a hoax. It's a hoax. Everybody knows that."
The Pentagon originally originally said there were no casualties, but now admits American troops were injured in Iran's missile attack on two bases in Iraq. At least one of around 11 Americans injured received a traumatic head injury. This is USA Radio News.
Hi everyone, Wayne Alarouche. Listen carefully to another great offer on one of the most sought-after assets on earth. The world of political turmoil just gets crazier and crazier. Impeachment hearings, China trade wars, Fed money pumping, which are creating bubbles that could burst any day now. With one exception, gold and silver, which are currently undervalued and have excellent growth potential in 2020. So here's another irresistible offer to help you cash in on asset protection while you still can. My sponsor, Swiss America, is willing to ship my listeners another popular silver coin, the U.S. Peace Dollar, for just $16.50 each delivered while supplies last. You heard me right. This is an exclusive offer to my listeners by calling 800-289-2646. Write it down. 800-289-2646. Get your supply of silver U.S. Peace Dollars for just $16.50 each delivered. 800-289-2646 or go to SwissAmerica.com.
I'm here with Scott Youseum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
Four at the hour now. This is the overview of what's going on with World of News Talk Radio, brought to you every week at this time, thanks to the work that's done by the folks at Talkers Magazine. You can go to talkers.com, see the list of the top stories according to their research and the people involved in the stories. Also, you can listen to Talkers Radio and see Talkers Television there as well. So we're graduating up the scale here to some of the other items that are on the story list this week with Victoria Jones from the D.C. Radio Company, Rick Jensen from WDEL in Wilmington, Delaware. Rich McFadden is here from Radio America. And we were talking about the homelessness and how the legal system has completely fallen apart, as have many other things in our system, especially here on the West Coast. Some of the rulings that have come down from some of the courts as to the rights of the homeless. It is, what about the rights of the people that are paying the bill? What about the taxpayers? Well, if I moved into this neighborhood, I'll move out as quickly as I can because I'm not going to put up with the kind of foolishness that is a part of life here in one of the busiest. I'm like four blocks from a home that Julia Roberts owns on the beach in Victoria, in Venice. I can't for a second
California
imagine she'd put up with this. By God, It just is amazing. I mean, I love being here. The energy's great. The weather's pretty good. But I'll tell you, I'm damn sick. I really am. I mean, you can tell by my tone. I'm just sick of it. There's no
excuse. Your real
problem is liberalism. That's what the problem is.
Well, this and the liberals on the Ninth Circuit Court, right, who determined that these towns cannot fine people for sleeping on the sidewalks. They say, well, there's another shelter. You cannot
fine them anyway because they don't have any money.
Right. Well, and of course, then you jail and then relocate them and try to find them a place of shelter. And the Ninth Circuit Court said, no, you can't do that. So,
but you know, the balsam that Seattle and Portland, some of the cities in Oregon and Washington, they give these people bus fare and tell them to get on a bus for Los Angeles. And that's what they do.
When I was back in the 80s, I was working at a car dealership right over the Washington, D.C. line in Maryland, in Silver Spring, Maryland. And we used to get the homeless problem wasn't near as bad back then, but we'd get the homeless people wander on the lot, and they'd be drunk or whatever, and we'd be worried about them, or they'd just be, going crazy. So we'd call the police, and the police would come, and I'm like, and so finally I asked one day, I'm like, what do you do with these guys? We drop them off at the metro and give them metro fare down to Washington, D.C.
Yeah.
That's how Silver Spring,
in my
Maryland
neighborhood,
handled their homeless problem, is they gave them metro fare to D.C.
And I live in Framingham, my other home on the East Coast, in Framingham, Massachusetts, and the police, it's well known at this point, because Framingham had become very liberal when it came to helping the homeless. So the police in Waltham would go around on Saturday morning at 3 or Sunday morning at 3 o'clock. They'd fill up every empty police car that they have, and they'd bring them, all the homeless, to Framingham and drop them off. That's what they do. The police in Waltham bring the homeless to Framingham and dump them off. That's what they do. So
I got news for you. That happens in communities all over the country.
Right. And it's a scourge. The fact that we've let it get to this point, for whatever the reason, it doesn't fix what the problem is. The problem can be, most anybody with any common sense, you build affordable housing so that the people who are out on, I mean, either that or some of the homeless can, make a choice. We make it easy for them to be homeless, but go move someplace where it's cheaper to live and find a job, for God's sakes.
It's a mental health issue. It's a drug issue.
It's
an affordability issue. It's
affordability
all those things.
Affordability of housing. Right. Yeah.
They can all move to Nancy Pelosi's district where they're all set up, and they love it when the homeless people poop on the sidewalks. Apparently, that's the way to do it.
Yeah. All right.
A little snark there.
Either that or we'll go to send them to Wilmington. Do you have a problem with homelessness in Wilmington? Seriously.
We have some really great organizations. Philadelphia, which is about 20 minutes north of North Wilmington, has obviously a larger population. We have some great organizations that work with people who are local as well. And I think that we have a lot of communication amongst these organizations here that are working with people to get them off the drugs. And it needs to be improved because we don't have enough facilities, like most cities, for people who really are ready to get off the opiates, get off the drugs, stop self-medicating with alcohol or whatever they can find. And once they do, we have some great organizations that actually get people their GEDs and get them back to work and help them out. But they have to be ready to do that. And if they're not ready to do that, then you go off and live in Pelosi's district.
All right. Number 7 on the countdown, number of reforms, including immigration reform. The reason I bring that up is because, once again, the news media, which is the scoundrel of all scoundrels, the immigration situation. How many people knew that there are another, 1,000 feet of the wall that's been built in the past couple of months? Did you know that? Who knew that there were any more? I wasn't even paying attention to it.
Meanwhile,
we're not paying attention to what's really going on.
I'm up to speed on Prince Harry, though.
Yeah.
I am so up to speed on Prince Harry, I'm telling you.
I got that down.
All right, the weather is number 6. The fires in Australia, I don't know what else we can say about that other than it's the same focus.
There's been some rain.
A little bit of rain. Okay, good.
Yeah.
That's important. Who thinks that Bad Vlad isn't powdering his own nose with the way things have changed around in Russia this week, all these people, doesn't it really leave, even though he can't run again, he can still be influential in who it is that runs, and he's cleaning the It looks like the house is getting cleaned out so the new people can be appointed by him. Is that
well? This is Putin's power. It really is his power swap 2.0. Because you remember, Doug. Everybody remembers back when he and Medvedev actually switched positions because he couldn't run for a third term, and now he can't run for a third term. So he says, "Okay, well, let's just change the government," and he's going to switch again, and go back to being prime minister, I think.
Yeah,
and so it's just bizarre that the government would resign to allow him to do this.
Well, he got a lot of power, this guy. You don't realize how centralized the power is.
The king of Russia.
Yeah, that's right. Ooh. Here he's the czar. The new Russian czar. Gee, that's who he is. He's the new Russian czar. Looking for a czarina, I understand, too. Number four, the trade war. So the reason that I find this important for us to talk about is its implications for American agriculture and what is happening on the small family farm in America, what's happening basically to your food supply. The Chinese trade war has hurt a lot of small, medium-sized farmers. Some of the big, well, the bigger ag industries haven't been hurt because the government has paid them all off with that wonderful $16 billion bailout that should have gone to the family farmers. But guys like me got $89.38, and people who live on Park Avenue in New York and Ocean Avenue in Palm Beach, you're getting checks for $250,000. So that's the most vulnerable, as far as I'm concerned, where Trump is most vulnerable. He hasn't paid attention to it.
Well,
he doesn't. Richie thinks he knows what's going on, but go ahead.
So Trump finished kind of phase one of the trade deal this week with China, and I'm looking at an article in The Hill, and here's, if both sides can hold up the phase one agreement, here's what you can expect to see. First thing, are you ready for this, Doug?
Yeah.
China commits to buy more U.S. crops and products.
Yeah, right. But in the meantime, they're also buying up the means of, they own the sausage maker, the pork company, they own the tuna fish company now, and they're on their way to buying out all the chicken companies, or the chicken growers. And we're asleep at the switch. I don't know where Trump is on that, why he doesn't see, or what, maybe there's a deal. Who knows?
So they saw the writing on the wall and said, okay, well, if we can't export to you, we'll just go
buy
all of your companies that created it.
Yeah, that's what's going on. It's amazing. Amazing. The situation in Iran.
You want the other 3 points?
Yeah, okay.
China's going to crack down on patent theft.
And then you mean the theft of our patents? We're not stealing anything from them. They're stealing anything from us.
Yeah, declare a truce on the exchange rates and interest rates.
Yeah.
And then they'll open financial markets to U.S. firms.
Okay, I believe that. I don't believe it for a minute that they're going to clamp down on stealing our stuff. I don't believe that.
But just the fact that something's being done is the key here.
They're talking about it at any rate, one way or the other. Yep. All right, we'll continue. We still got a couple of other things here. I think we ought to discuss thoroughly the Iran situation, and we'll do that with the members of the group here, Rich McFadden, Victoria Jones, Rick Jensen. I'm Doug Steffen on the Talk Radio Review with a guarantee of satisfaction or your money back. That's what Power Swabs is happy to offer you. Actually, when you get onto the Power Swabs routine, you don't have to do it every month or you do it when your teeth turn yellow. But most of the time when people go on the Power Swabs thing, follow the routine, they don't need it again, maybe for years. And if you change your evil ways and you don't drink so much wine, you don't smoke as much, and you don't drink coffee and tea, it won't yellow your teeth, and you'll be in pretty good shape. But if you have right now those ugly yellow teeth, let's get into this intensive whitening introductory kit from Power Swabs. Call 800-208-1797 right now to get your bright smile back. You will get 40% off the manufacturer's suggested retail price, which is $99, so you're down to $59. Then you take an extra $10 off, so now $49. And with it, you get the stain-out swabs, you get the white swab, and the stain-out quick stick. All part of the same deal for about $40. 800-208-1797. What a deal when you consider if you ask your dentist to whiten your teeth, he's going to charge you $600-$700. This is the deal. And no sensitivity. Your gum's not going to bother you. It's all great, all good, and all available right now at 800-208-1797. Once again, if you're asking, what's the name of that product again? They are called Power Swabs. You break open the little stick, you take the Q-tip and apply them to your teeth, and before you know it, your teeth are two shades whiter. Keep doing that for a couple of months, and wow, you're going to be surprised. 800-208-1797. That's the way you get the deal. Use the DJV code. 800-208-1797. Power Swabs.
Hi, Saver. Walgreens here. We like the way you save. Take coffee. You know it doesn't have to cost $4 a cup, so you make your own. And co-pays on Medicare Part D. You save up to $5 and get 100 balance rewards points on each prescription when Walgreens is your preferred pharmacy. Save smartly on Med D. Walgreens. Trusted since 1901. Co-pay savings on Tier 1 generic drugs available through select plans that include Walgreens as a preferred pharmacy. Points cannot be earned in Arkansas, New Jersey, or New York. Complete details at walgreens.com/balance.
Hey guys, it's Mock and Daisy from the Chicks on the Right. We have a brand new podcast, Mock and Daisy's Common Sense Cast. Every week we talk about the issues that matter to us and matter to you too. Everything from parenting and our families to the dangers of social media and the ridiculous trends it's created, like gender reveal parties and promposals. It's a little bit of everything, because if we really want to make America great again, we need to start in our own homes. Find out more by going to our website, chicksontheright.com, or start listening on the Apple Podcast app or your favorite podcasting platform.
Would you like to leave a lasting impression? Studies have proven that a smile is a person's most unforgettable asset. I have the perfect risk-free solution that will have you on your way to a more confident you. Power Swabs, world's most advanced teeth whitening system, transforms your smile in as little as 5 minutes. Yep, 5 minutes. After only using Power Swabs once, I was instantly amazed by the results, and now I wouldn't use anything else. Power Swabs. Super fast, easy, and approved by hygienists everywhere. Get Power Swabs at 800-208-1797. Use the DJV code that sells you 50% off the retail price. Not available in stores. Just call 800-208-1797. Call now for your Power Swabs. Get the deal. 800-208-1797. Talk Radio Review. Doug Steffen here with Rick Jensen and Victoria Jones to finish up our conversation for this hour. The situation in Iran and the blame. And what was most telling for me this week was seeing the video of not one but two missiles. They weren't sure they got the plane the first time. And I was talking with my audience on the DJV program about the speculation that these people, there were 24 folks on the plane that were defectors from the Iranian Republic, and they wanted them not to go, so they shot the plane down. I think that's one of the things that's in there. What about the rest of you? What about it, Victoria? What do you hear? What's the buzz on our relationship with Iran now?
Well, I think a very interesting story coming out from the Wall Street Journal, which is that the Pentagon is now admitting that 11 U.S. troops were injured in the Iranian missile strike on two Iraqi bases housing U.S. troops earlier this month, which were launched in retaliation for the killing of Soleimani. Defense One reported that on Thursday. Initially, Defense One is a great reporting site. So that is different from what we were first told.
All right. Well, what a surprise, a correction in the story. All right, Rick, what about you and your audience? How much have you talked about that with them?
Well, we have quite a bit, mostly about the media coverage, wherein you had New York Times reporters, for example, saying, oh, my gosh, Iran, they're so reasonable, and we're not. I'm thinking, really, reasonable? They shot down a civilian airliner. How reasonable. Yeah. Thanks,
guys. To the New York Times. Rick Jensen, WDEL, Victoria Jones, D.C. Radio Company, Doug Steffen here.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Message and data rates may apply.
Help! Seriously, I'm too young for hair loss.
My hairline keeps creeping back. Receding?
I got this bald spot.
It's thinning everywhere.
I'm gonna have to give up and shave it.
Dude, put down the razor, because Bosley, America's number one hair restoration expert, is about to give you your real hair back permanently. Don't ignore the signs of hair loss. Bosley is giving away an absolutely free information kit that reveals all the signs and a free gift card to anyone who texts KIT 88 to 85850. Bosley will show you for free how great your hair could look. Using the latest technology, Bosley's solution to hair loss is permanent and protected by the Bosley Guarantee. Plus, since Bosley has new non-surgical options, you owe it to yourself to text now for an absolutely free information kit and a gift card for $250 off, no matter what level of hair loss you have. Text KIT 88 to 85850. KIT 88 to 85850.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Music is it captures the spirit of the moment, and this music and those lines from Field of Dreams certainly do that. One of the great movies, I think, one of the really good, heartwarming, tear-jerking, whatever, a great performance by Kevin Costner and by James Earl Jones. And who is the female lead, Chucker, in Field of Dreams? Now I've forgotten.
Amy Magadan.
Yeah, okay. She didn't.
Who is married to Ed Harris in real life. Also Ray Liotta, Shoeless Joe Jackson.
Yeah, that's right, too, yeah. All right, so why are we playing the music from Field of Dreams?
Kevin Costner turns 65 years old tomorrow.
Wow.
So, I played that clip because, to me, that's one of the greatest moments in the history of film. For me, I love that scene. I love that film. I'm a big fan of Kevin Costner. Untouchables, what a great film. Really the movie that put him on the map, and then he did Bull Durham. He went on to direct Dance with Wolves, which swept the Oscars back in the 1990s. Did a movie called Waterworld, which sort of altered his career somewhat because it was a $200 million over-budget film that got hammered by some critics, although I find it not great, but I still think it's a fun, solid film. And then he wound up directing a movie called The Postman in 1997, which I don't know if you remember, it had a big feel-good type story, but it was a little bit over the top and silly, and lost a ton of money for the studio. And I think that was the last time he directed a movie, but his career has spanned over 30 years
good,
now. He currently does a
solid roles, yeah. Good solid.
He does a TV show called Yellowstone, which a lot of people like.
They're all doing the TV shows. Wasn't Hopper the bad guy in Waterworld? Do I remember that?
He was. He was.
he was a magnificent bad guy.
Wore an eye patch.
Yeah, right. He was really a magnificent bad guy. All right, so we have two big openings. The Bad Boy movie, what is this, the third one, isn't it? Bad Boys?
It is. Bad Boys for Life, Will Smith, Martin Lawrence. 17 years later after the second one hit theaters. I had a friend call me up last night, went to see it, said it was very, very entertaining, and he liked it a lot. Yeah. Also opening is Doolittle, which is, I believe, Universal Pictures' remake of Dr. Doolittle. $175 million budget, Doug. Critics are hammering this film just 13%. I hate doing that. I hate piling on. But
I did make a difference with Star Wars. Will it make a difference here?
Yes, it will, a big difference. 13% on Rotten Tomatoes. That's the problem for the studio. It's tracking like a $22 million opening weekend, which is not a good opening. If it falls below that, it means it's going to be a tax write-off. That's just the reality when you roll the dice.
Are you surprised? Because most people like Robert Downey Jr. The stuff he does is usually quality work, especially the last 15
years.
Well,
I would say this. After he made, I mean, the guy's made a ton of money playing Iron Man in the Marvel Universe. I think a lot of people who know this guy's really talented would like to see him do a little bit more.
Sherlock Holmes. I want another Sherlock Holmes movie, don't you? Another Sherlock Holmes.
I think we're going to get that. I just want to bring up one point. I get your opinion on this. In this day in history, 1984, the Supreme Court ruled in a 5-4 vote that private viewing on home VCRs to tape TV programming for home viewing to watch later did not violate copyright law. I didn't realize it was a 5-4 vote. Just think if they ruled the other way and you weren't allowed to tape programming at home. That crazy, would have been really interesting.
Really crazy.
Yep.
I went to see Two Popes yesterday, and even though it was too long, the beginning of it was pretty sleepy, I thought that the performances of Jonathan Pryce and
Anthony Hopkins.
Anthony Hopkins were flawless. It was, I'm not a big religionist, and I don't much like the Catholic Church, but I'll tell you something. This is a great story and a great movie. If you have not seen these two together doing this movie, and I know it's one of those, they've called it an art house or whatever it is well worth the time. It is a very good portrayal of a true story. Just
and it's a Netflix film because people who don't actually have to go to a theater, you can watch this at home if you have Netflix.
Right.
Yep.
The producers of 007 say, don't worry, there's not going to be any women being 007. Do you see that?
I heard that. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Maybe not a white actor, but certainly not a woman. I see that. That's pretty interesting. All right, Chuck, have a good weekend. 59.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.